but we've been talking college football with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Phil Steele. It is, what, 18 years? Is that right, Phil? 18 years of this whole, of your college football preview?
Actually, this is the 19th year.
19th?
So, yeah, and like I said, I started it, I actually started writing a football newsletter way back in 1982, but the magazine is now 19 full years, and the good thing about it is I feel once somebody gets their hands on a copy 1 year, they definitely have to have it the next season, because it really has three times the amount of information any other magazine out there.
No doubt about it. I'm going to ask two questions that come in from the Fantasy Freaks Twitter account. One is coming in from Nathan Dunn, who says, Phil, who is going to beat Louisville this year?
You know, I think the best chance to beating Louisville probably is in the season final at Cincinnati. But when you look at Louisville, last year was a sophomore-dominated team. This year is a junior-senior team, so they're even more experienced than last year's group, which went 11-2. Got some guy, a quarterback you might have heard of, Teddy Bridgewater. Really loved the way he gutted out that Rutgers game last year. Wasn't supposed to play with the ankle and wrist injuries. Came off the bench in the second quarter, guided them to the 20-17 win, and then just shredded an excellent Florida defense in the bowl game. They don't play a single ranked team this year. I rank their schedule difficulty number 98 in the country. And ironically, if they do run the table, it's that schedule will get them to run the table, but the schedule will probably keep them from playing in the national title game, because folks will look at the fact they really don't have any ranked teams on the schedule. But toughest test at Cincinnati Thursday night, December the 5th. So make sure you're tuned in for that. Thanks for the tweet.
Yeah, one loss SEC team in over Louisville, undefeated, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Always, right? As we step away from the conferences for a sec, let's go into the hardware chase. And we look at Johnny Manziel, been in the news a bunch. I don't want to make this the SEC hour, but, well, by default, it kind of becomes that way. You mentioned Bridgewater. Is there a dark horse in this race, or are we looking at a very quarterback-heavy load? Is Clowney a guy that we can consider will get enough of a push to break through?
Yeah, the only non-quarterback that I have up there is Jadeveon Clowney, and I do believe Clowney has a chance. We saw it out of the Heisman voters last year. Never had a freshman won the Heisman Trophy, but they give it to a freshman last year, and I think he's going to be the first player picked in the draft if he has the dominating type of year that you expect. I think Clowney has to be in the mix. Now, I don't think Manziel will repeat as the Heisman winner for two reasons. First of all, the starting quarterback at Texas A&M over the summer last year was Jamil Showers. So really, defense coordinators did not have any look, any breakdown of Manziel. Now they're all preparing their hardest for Johnny Football. And then the second thing is he's competing against himself from last year. Let's say this season he has 1,200 yards rushing, 6.5 yards per carry, 18 touchdowns, throws for 3,500 yards, completes 65% of his passes. Phenomenal numbers. But they're weaker than the previous numbers. And people will say, well, he had a little bit of a down year. So that's why the Heisman winner, besides Archie Griffin, has never repeated and never finished higher than third. The other guys that I've got right at the top, Marcus Mariota of Oregon, is going to direct one of the most potent offenses in the country and probably be even a bigger part of the offense. Bridgewater, who we talked about, A.J. McCarron. I mean, this guy was number one in the NCAA in pass efficiency last year. 30 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He owns 2 national title rings. He's got to be up there. But the guy I went with was Braxton Miller. And earlier I talked about better supporting cast. He'll complete about 65% this year. Maybe he'll rush for 7 yards a carry. He'll make those highlight plays each and every week that you're watching on the TV wrap-up shows and see, hey, this is the guy. And I think Miller's got a real good chance of winning it.
Phil Steele joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll go out to the lines and we'll get Bob in from Nashville. Bob, welcome to Fox Sports Radio. You're on with Phil Steele.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, Phil, I just can't see the 25 straight from Urban Meyer this year. But even if they go undefeated, I like Oregon because they're going to get that big boost when they go on the road and beat Stanford. And I think that Oregon has the best chance to go 13-0. What do you think?
You know, I think when you look at Oregon, talent-wise, they're right up there. And this may be the best defense that Oregon's put on the field in the last 5 to 10 years. And you team that up with the offense, Mariota, who I just talked about, DeAnthony Thomas, one of the fastest players in the country, Byron Marshall, Thomas Tyner. They've got Lailiola at the tight end spot. This is a loaded Oregon team. Now, their toughest two tests at Stanford on November 7th, that's a test Ohio State doesn't have. So you're right. If you're comparing apples to apples, that's very good. But really, the rest of their schedule, they're a double-digit favorite in every single one of their games. But they do get a Pac-12 title game against a quality team, whether it be USC or Arizona State. So I think Oregon is probably your biggest contender and someone that can, I think, if they get there, stand toe-to-toe with the SEC, at least a lot better than Notre Dame did last year. Thanks for the call, Bob.
When you look at it, Phil, we're talking about a coaching change in Oregon, another team that had just made a coaching change, almost went to CU, but then Butch Jones used that as leverage to get out into Rocky Top area. Our good buddy Wilson Eddie on Twitter wants to see what you think about the Volunteers this year.
You know, I think Coach Jones steps into a good spot. When Derek Dooley took over there, he was the third head coach in 3 years. They had gone through three different types of personalities, from Fulmer to Kiffin to Dooley. A lot of players left. They were very depth shy. Well, each of the last 3 years, they could have been bowl eligible. They were basically one play away from a bowl in each of the last two seasons where they finished 5-7, lost some close games. And I think when general people look at Tennessee, they're going to say, hey, they lose Tyler Bray. They lose four players who are all off to NFL camps this year at the receiving positions, and they were 5-7 last year. I like the strength of the line play. I rate them the number 2 offensive line in the country, number 24 rated defensive line. And when you factor in the schedule this year, I've got them favored in 6 of their games. I think this is a 6-7-8 win team. I've got Tennessee getting back to a bowl game, and I think Butch Jones steps into a better situation than Derek Dooley stepped into, and Tennessee will be back on the rise.
Phil Steele with us, philsteele.com. You get the weekly newsletter to make you a little smarter than the guy at the water cooler or watering hole each and every Saturday during the college football season. Your surprise team list, number 2 for you, the Texas Longhorns, returning a lot of starters. Is this the make-or-break year for Mack Brown, or does he basically have carte blanche to stay there forever?
No, I think if Mack Brown has another 4 or 5 lost season, Mack Brown won't be the head coach of Texas next season. But for the record, I think he avoids that. And if you go to page 37 of the magazine, I've got an interesting experience chart which takes into account percentage of yards returning, percentage of tackles returning, percentage of lettermen returning, amount of seniors in the starting lineup and two deep, and also the career starts for the offensive linemen. Add it all together. Texas is the most experienced team in the country. They lose 3 lettermen off the defense. And when you add that against the rest of the Big 12 is a very inexperienced league. The number 2 team is number 41. The number 3 team is number 49. Everybody else is 109 or below that. So they're among the bottom 20 in the nation experience-wise. That gives them an edge. And for those that think Texas can't play defense, I'll go back to just 2 years ago. They led the Big 12 in total defense, led the Big 12 in fewest missed tackles. They lost their top linebacker, Jordan Hicks, in Week 3 last year, Jackson Jeffcoat in Week 6. I think Texas's defense will be improved. Their schedule says at Iowa State, at TCU, at West Virginia, at Baylor, all winnable. I think Texas has a shot to run the table this year.
And I referenced them earlier. I got to get the take on my beloved Northwestern Wildcats. As I might be, I may or may not be in purple face paint as I sit here on a Sunday morning. But Coulter and Simeon, obviously two guys that have had experience. Venrick, Mark, an exciting running back. Is it all about turnover differential for them and keeping on the high pluses, or is this a team that just needs to keep outscoring opponents? Can that defense ever rise up?
You know, the most important number to me from last year for Northwestern is really 5 minutes and 3 seconds. That's how far away this team was from being unbeaten last year.
Oh, I know it, Phil.
All 3 losses came in the final seconds of the games. 13-0, that would have been a dream season. And I do think this year's Northwestern team is stronger than last year's Northwestern team. 15 returning starters. Coulter worked on being a better passing quarterback in the spring. Simeon on a better running quarterback in the spring. And I thought both showed improvement. So I think with that kind of potent backfield, Venrick Mark, who's one of the most exciting players in college football that a lot of folks have never heard of, he's back not only at the running back position where he had over 1,300 yards, but also as the return man where he was dynamic last season. The defense has some players. It's not your typical Northwestern defense that you think of. They've got some players throughout the defensive 11. But the thing I don't like about Northwestern this year, the last 2 years they've avoided Ohio State and Wisconsin. This year they play Ohio State at home. The very next week they play Wisconsin on the road. So the schedule's a lot more difficult than it was last year. That's why I don't think they match last year's 10-win total. But I think Northwestern enters the AP poll at the start of the year ranked and has a chance to get ranked. And Pat Fitzgerald, I've talked to him on numerous occasions. This guy gets the most out of his team each and every year. So that's a great head coach they got there.
I've never smoked, but I feel like I need a cigarette right now. It's Phil Still. He knows a little bit about college football.
Just a wee bit.
Phil, it's incredible. We appreciate you spending 30 minutes with us here on Fox Sports Radio because you're just ready for the season now. That is the ultimate primer. Tell everybody how they can get the publication and the website as well.
Hey, I really appreciate that, guys. The magazine's out there right now. It's at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walgreens, CVS, Publix, Books A Million. All's I ask, if you're out there at the newsstands this weekend, open up a copy. Compare it to every other magazine on that newsstand. You'll see 3 to 4 times the amount of information and the most accurate magazine over the last 15 years. Now, it is sold out in a lot of areas, so you can go to the website, which is philsteele, STEELE.com. When you go there, it's about 5% order-taking site. Yes, you can order the magazine there. It's 95% information site. Check out my daily blog each and every day. Team pages loaded with info. And you can also follow me on philsteele042. That's philsteele042. And I try to put up some interesting stats each and every day up there for you.
He's an absolute must-follow, one of the best in the biz, Phil. We appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, great talking football with you gentlemen this morning. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks a lot.